I'm Bex, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. I recently caught up with Horrible History's comic artist and author, Martin Brown, to chat all about his brand new book, Nell and the Cave Bear, The Journey Home. It's the second book in the Nell series. Let's find out more. I am joined right now by author and illustrator Martin Brown. Hey Martin, how are you going?
I'm really well. What a lovely day.
Well, I'm very happy to be speaking to you because you have drawn some iconic pictures of my childhood, but we'll get back to that a little later. First of all, we need to talk about your brand new book, Nell and the Cave Bear. This is The Journey Home, so it's the second book in Nell and Cave Bear's stories. Can you tell us, if we haven't read the first, where do we pick up?
Well, Nell has got this wonderful, her best friend in the world is a cave bear. It's set in Stone Age times, Neolithic times. She's an orphan and not many kids around her age, and just so happens to have found this sweet little fuzzy creature, and they have become great friends. And turns out that the rest of the clan think that maybe as the bear gets older, it wouldn't be the best companion for a child to have a 10-foot cave bear hanging around.
Yeah.
And there is concern, and at some point in the first book, the elders of the village think that it might be best to give the pet away. Nell overhears this and thinks that's the worst thing in the world. And who wants their best friend to be separated from their best friend, or someone to give your pet away? And so she runs away. She ends up floating down the river on a log, and the log ends up in the sea. And she gets washed ashore on a beach by, well, some relatives, really. There's another clan, the fisher folk, on the sea, and the seaside clan take her in. She's staying with the sea clan, with Cave Bear, and the rest of the clan have now joined them. Yeah, that's where the new book begins.
You also have a pretty good baddie in this book, somebody who is out to catch Cave Bear in particular, and you've got a whole of the clan who are trying to get involved.
But yeah, well, it's, every book needs a baddie.
Sure.
It's one of those things where you scratch the surface with baddies and maybe they're not as bad as you as they might like you to think. But yes, the Woodland clan are the sort of the grumpy ones that split off from the other two clans many, many, many generations ago, and they live in the dank and dark forests, and they're a bit grumpy with the world. Yeah, they, in the Neolithic times, everyone hunts. That's what you have to do to survive. But they've crossed over to enjoying the hunt a little bit too much, shall we say.
There's a good bit in the book where you kind of explain it. You're like, yes, we have to hunt, but it doesn't mean we hate animals. It just means it has to happen.
Yeah, and I think most of us feel that way. No one likes killing things for a hoot.
Yeah.
But it's when it crosses over into something like that becomes a problem. The clan leader of the Woodland clan is thwarted in the first book. And he's, an old guy, and he's sort of grumpy about the whole thing. Doesn't want to be beaten by a little girl and a bear cub. So he's plotting revenge.
Now, in the book, it's tricky because I don't want to give too much away, but you do write humour very well. There are some quite funny bits that I could really imagine. Was that quite difficult to write, or does it come quite naturally to you?
I think that might be from being a cartoonist for all these years, working on the Horrible Histories. I've never really considered myself much of an illustrator. There's some remarkably talented people coming out of college every year, and the standard of artwork in children's books in the UK is phenomenal. So I kind of balk at the idea of calling myself an illustrator sometimes. but coming from a cartoonist standpoint, it's about writing the gags. It's about seeing things visually that are funny. The first book, the Nell and the Cave Bear book, actually began life as a picture book because I saw it so clearly. I saw the images so clearly that the humour was kind of, it was baked into those images.
I see. And also, I mean, obviously we should say you've got the illustrations in the book as well. Did you, if you say it was meant to be a picture book, did you draw them first, or did you write everything and then decide what needed pictures to go with it?
No, I drew the pictures first. I had these clear images of certain parts of the story. Even a long, long time ago, it began life as a non-fiction book. It was an idea. It was about explaining Neolithic life, and that was a bit dry. So I invented a character that would take you through the book, and she had a little story, and that story would take you through the various elements of this non-fiction book.
Yes,
hunting, life in the cave, how you fed and clothed yourself. But the little story took over. And the story was actually more interesting than anything I was trying to do in a non-fiction way.
Now, you say this, it's interesting because as soon as I opened the book, as well as I really did enjoy the story, I also saw those pictures and I was like immediately thrown back to my horrible histories, days. What is it like to have your drawings be so linked to such a big thing? Horrible histories are everywhere now.
Yeah, it's sort of remarkable. It's Horrible Histories' 30th anniversary this year.
No, wow.
Which it's... I don't know whether there's something to celebrate or something to be scared of. It's just, I don't quite know where that time has gone. Because we started, we were going to do 4 books to follow the national curriculum back in the day. And Terrible Tudors and The Awesome Egyptians came out. Then we did Bio Victorians and I think The Rock of the Romans. And they did okay. So there was a couple more and then a couple more and a couple more. And then stage shows, television, movies, it's slightly bonkers. Terry Deary, my lovely partner in crime, has said that we have now sold above 35 million books worldwide. So it has turned into a sort of wonderful phenomenon, I suppose. Not really for me to say, but yeah, I'm still doing it. This afternoon I'll be back on at the drawing board. Because there's the next Horrible History coming along.
Can you tell us what era you're drawing about?
I'm not sure if I can at this point.
That's okay. I thought I'd ask just in case.
Well, no, I can. Let's see. The one I've just finished is the one that's out this week is to go with the anniversary. It's the Horrible History's Worst in the World.
Okay.
Which is, as you can imagine, all the best worst bits. Terry has given them awards. We've got the bronze, silver, and gold medal awards for everything you can imagine. 30 different topics to cover the 30 years. Worst food, worst school, worst battles, worst wars, worst rulers, you name it. And that was great fun. And I've just finished work on the Terrible Thames, which is something we should have done years ago, really, considering how central the Thames is, right from the hills where it starts to flow out through Oxford and London to the sea. It's had Vikings, it's had Romans, it's had Shakespearean globe theatres, you name it. It's all there. So I've just sent that off. That's just happened. So that'll be the next one.
Oh man, I can't wait. I honestly was obsessed with Horrible Histories as a kid, and I met Terry Deary when I was little. And,
oh wow.
He was at a bookshop and doing a signing, and he said, "When's your birthday?" And I said, "August the 16th. And he said, "And do you know what happened on your birthday?" And I said, "Yes, Elvis died." And I was so excited. And he looked so disappointed because I imagine he just knows something about every day of the year. But I knew that because of him, because of your books, you'd taught me this amazing fact. And I felt so bad afterwards that I'd ruined his trick.
Oh, no. That's the wonderful thing about history. People accuse Terry of being a historian and they accuse me of being an illustrator. He says, I'm not a historian, I'm a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not an illustrator, I'm a cartoonist. And history has the best story. I think that's why it's got its hooks into everybody. And everyone's got a birthday, and everyone's birthday could be linked to something remarkable. A lot of time has gone by. A lot of people have been gone. Elvis, one of them.
Yeah, honestly, I was so happy that I could. Time, I was so proud because I was like, "This, I've learned it from your books. Like, this is, the peak." But yeah, no. So it was quite a moment. But yeah, like you say, the stories in history are just there for us all, and thank goodness that you guys are there to kind of make them more accessible, I guess.
What's fun for us as well, because the stories are so great. The material is wonderful. If you are a humorist or a cartoonist and you wanted a subject to bounce off, you couldn't do better than history. It is just jam-packed with the perfect feed lines for any gag you want to write.
Oh, I bet. Now, I could talk to you about Nell and Cave Bear and Horrible Histories all day, to be honest, but I'll probably should let you go. But before I do let you go, I have one thing. I do a little kind of quick fire round of questions with all of the authors who come to Fun Kids. Is it okay to do that with you now?
Yep, of course.
All right, lovely stuff. So no pressure. Books or Kindles?
No, books.
Yeah, everyone says it. Heroes or villains?
Heroes.
Okay, that was close though. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Oh, that's film. I like the immersive thing of cinema, but in a cinema.
Okay,
in the big dark room. Yeah.
Neolithic period or Tudor period?
Is that to live?
So, however you want to interpret it.
Ah, well, Neolithic.
By the way, that one was specifically for you. I don't ask every author that question.
Well, yeah, both of them, you know, you'd really want to take your own dentist.
That's a good point. Beginnings or endings?
Gosh, that's hard. You didn't tell me it was going to be hard. Beginnings. They're so full of hope.
Oh, what a poetic answer. Lovely. Writing or reading?
God, they're all hard.
They're pretty tricky.
Right. Yes, blimey. reading, I suppose.
That's the one that everybody finds really difficult to answer, and I was quite surprised it would be so tricky, to be honest.
Well, because I love writing at present. I don't know what the fuss is about. All these writers bang on about how difficult it is. They should try illustrating for a living. I mean, goodness me.
You'd all swap.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the writing bit. But the reading, I suppose, is, you know, it's everywhere, it's everything, it's all the time. So it's such fun.
All right, Hogwarts or Narnia?
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts. Write 9 to 5 or do you write when you fancy?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. Paddington Bear or Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, God. Honestly, it's not fair. I grew up with Winnie the Pooh. I'm quite late to Paddington because from Australia, I sort of had Paddington wasn't such a big deal, so I'll be true to my past.
I would also accept hidden third option of Rupert the Bear, to be honest. I would also take that, but Winnie the Pooh, okay, excellent.
Rupert the Pooh from Paddington. I'm not sure.
We can workshop it. We'll make it into a new book. That's fine. And finally, the last one. This is the big one: salt and vinegar or cheese and onion.
Neither.
No way. What would you go for? Any other flavour?
Plain salt.
You're a ready salted man.
Ready salted, absolutely.
That's my second favourite, so I'll allow that one.
Okay.
If you'd have said cheese and onion, I would have been furious because that's my least favourite, and salt and vinegar is my favourite. So that was a test, to be honest. But you sneakily flew under the radar.
Well, only those three, too. I mean, all the other things don't really count.
Yeah, no one wants prawn cocktail, do they?
No. And besides, the only true crisp heaven are twisties.
Oh, I don't know. Are they Australian?
They are Australian.
What are they?
They are. There's a new thing. I know this sounds like I'm plugging a brand of.
I love it.
Crunchy Wotsit, which is available now, which are close, but not quite as truly wonderful as twisties are, which are yellow flavoured.
Yellow flavoured?
I think there's so much food colour in there that. But no, they are. Wonderful things.
Oh my goodness, you had me at Crunchy Wotsit, and if it tastes like that, happy days, I'd be all there. Well, maybe I'll ask that to the next person. I'll add twisties in there. Martin Brown, thank you so much for telling us all about Horrible Histories and Nell and the Cave Bear. The Journey Home is out right now. It's such a beautiful book and it's such a great story. And hopefully we will speak to you again for many more adventures.
I hope so. That would be huge. I'll look forward to it.
That was Martin Brown. I love talking to him all about his new book and his work for Horrible Histories. He was an absolute hero of mine because I love the Horrible Histories book very, very much indeed. Now, of course, if you love this podcast, check out the Bookworms podcast as well, where I give you lots of brilliant authors, lots of awesome interviews, and lots of news on the biggest book releases at the moment.